Welcome to Concealed Woman, a podcast born out of the need for real conversations about the issues that women encounter today. A space curated to encourage honest and open dialogue about real life situations that women who are seeking God and seeking to be godly face in a modern world. The goal is that you would feel encouraged as you begin to see that you are not alone in this big world, that many of us out here are facing very similar issues, and that we can learn from one another's unique experiences, all while pointing each other to Jesus. So I hope that you'd be moved to start exploring your individual journey and relationship with Christ, but that mostly you'd find comfort here, and even perhaps get involved in the conversation, or feel inspired to start conversations of your own. Hi, and welcome back to Concealed Woman. I'm your host, Emonique Smith. If you're new here, I'm excited to have you join me on this journey of relationship and discovery with Jesus. Before we get into today's episode, if you haven't already listened to episode 1, now would be a good time to catch up, as today's topic relates in some ways to my testimony. Right, let's dive in. About 3 years ago, I was watching one of those Say Yes to the Dress reality shows with my mom. No judgment, please. This is a safe space. I remember as I watched, I couldn't help but notice how every bride-to-be, regardless of her background, faith or beliefs, became an absolute wreck once she saw herself in her wedding dress. Suddenly it hit me. These women, whether they knew it or not, whether they understood it or not, we're experiencing a type and shadow of what is to come. What it will be like to stand as a bride before Christ, our eternal bridegroom. There is a deep longing within each of us for our eternal bridegroom. This, at the time, sparked a deep curiosity within me. I began to wonder, what did it mean to not only live as a bride in preparation for Christ, but how would I live in preparation for my future earthly groom? What could I learn from Scripture about being a bride in waiting that I could practically apply to my daily life? To begin with, let's look to Scripture to better understand God's design for marriage. In Genesis, God creates Adam. After giving Adam purpose, responsibility, and authority, God recognizes that it is not good for Adam to be alone, that he is in need of a companion, a helpmeet, someone to spend eternity with. So God creates Eve from Adam's side and then presents her to him, a good gift, carefully crafted by the hand of the Creator just for Adam. We know from biblical text that from the very start, God pursues our hearts. He invites us into covenant relationship with him. It is then up to us to accept this invitation. And as he laid down his life for us and gave us his all, we are invited to do the same. I honor my heavenly bridegroom by learning day by day how to lay down my life so that I may draw closer to him. So too can I honor my future earthly groom. When we think about it, we don't live static lives in anticipation of Christ's return for us. We actively prepare and ready ourselves for him. And we do this through learning more about our future bridegroom. We learn about him through his word, his Holy Spirit, and prayer and fasting. In the same way we can prepare for our future husband. I'm not sitting idly by waiting for him to show up on my doorstep. I'm learning how to be a wife, learning how best to love, respect, and serve my future husband. Because like Christ, when my husband arrives, he'll be coming to fetch a bride made ready. So let's talk about what preparation looks like practically. A good place to begin is by learning to incorporate good habits into your daily life. You should be spending time in prayer and scripture daily, learning to give a portion of your day to being in the presence of your Father, sets the tone for the rest of your day. And it also equips you with the tools you need to face challenges and encounters. It also teaches you to go to the Father first in all things. You can also establish healthy routines while you have the time now. Learn to incorporate exercise, choose healthier foods, and daily practices. Educate yourself on how best to live a balanced and healthy lifestyle for both yourself and your future family. Take time to learn the tools for self-regulation. Understand your hormones and other contributing factors and how they affect your emotions. Spend time doing things you enjoy. Develop yourself as a person. Try new things. Take on challenging tasks. Figure out your strengths and weaknesses and seek to make improvements where you can. It is important to remember that you and your future spouse are two separate yet whole individuals who will be coming together to join together and become one. It is unreasonable to think that they will be able to fulfill your every need and desire. This is humanly impossible. If you are thinking that meeting and marrying your husband will make you feel complete, fulfilled, and blissfully happy, you are only setting the stage for future frustration and heartbreak. You are marrying a human being, much like yourself, who will let you down, disappoint you, and possibly even hurt you at some point, as you will do very similar to them. The only one capable of fulfilling your every need is Jesus. And once we lay down this burden to be completely known and fulfilled at His feet, we make room for our spouse to love us in their own unique way. It allows room for grace and kindness in the face of even disappointment. Take time to learn effective communication. We often expect others to think in the same manner in which we do. This is both illogical and unfair. Learn to articulate how you feel and what you need. Also, ladies, let's just take a moment here and be honest. We need to stop expecting men to be mind readers. And along this vein, I heard someone say that a marriage should be like a pyramid, the shape, not the scheme. With God at the pinnacle, so long as both husband and wife are moving towards God, then in essence, they are constantly moving closer to one another. Even in times of conflict, lean into God and into one another. Through all my research, the one thing which kept constantly coming up is that marriage is the laying down of one's life for one another. We know this is true because we see it modeled by Jesus to us. But how would you practice this pre-marriage? One word, serve. In whatever circumstance you might find yourself in, ask the question, how better can I serve here? As often as you are able to practice putting the needs of others before yours, you should do this. Although be warned, oftentimes it will go unnoticed. In many cases, it may not seem fair, and you may not even receive a thank you. But do it anyway. Do it out of love, with love, and without expectation. It may seem obvious, but this is also the essence of being Christ-like. It is the life we have been called to. When we accepted covenant relationship with our Savior and agreed to become one with Him, we agreed to sacrifice our own comforts, to serve, and to love, so that those around us may see the reflection of the tender loving mercies of Jesus. So too, in the same manner, we are to be a reflection of Jesus to our spouses. There is joy in serving, but there's often uncomfortability. Putting the needs of someone else before our own will often require some sort of sacrifice. But ultimately, it is a choice, and like I wake up every morning and choose Jesus, I choose to lay down my life and follow Him. In that choice, I'm also making a sacrifice. I'm denying certain desires. I'm choosing obedience to Him. I seek Him, and I seek to be in union with Him. I seek to fulfill His will and His desires. And I do think we can also see the same thing mirrored in marriage and in relationships with those we love. We are given a choice to daily choose them, to love them and to serve them well, to show up even when we least feel like it, to sacrifice our own desires and comforts, to show them a glimpse of our Savior, who was and is the ultimate servant. I leave you today with this beautiful scripture, Song of Songs 6 verse 3. I am my beloved's and he is mine. And if today you feel forgotten and you are longing for love, may this simple verse feed your soul. May you remember that you belong to the Creator of all things and he belongs to you. His longing and his desire is for you. I pray that wherever you may be today in your journey, you would feel complete in the one who created you, that you would feel enveloped by the love of the one who made the ultimate statement of love for you, by giving all he had to give and willingly died for you, that you might get to spend an eternity learning to know and to love him, that you are loved by a God so much that his love requires an eternity for him to bestow it on you. A love so vast that even space and time cannot contain it. Well, this brings us to the end of today's episode. Thank you once again for spending some time with me today. And as always, should you have any questions or prayer requests, you can send me a DM on my Insta page, Concealed Woman. And if you enjoyed today's episode, please subscribe, like, and share. Bye.